This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games, and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage. Our players are warming up for today's big match because today, one of them's going to have the opportunity to win a very special prize. And if you players are ready, are you?
Yeah.
Let's go play Starcade. Welcome. Nice to have you here in the studio, and you at home, of course. This is where it's all going to happen on Starcade. These are the guys who are going to make it happen, and you are?
Bob Barkovich.
Bob, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in Corte Madera, California, and my hobbies are scuba diving, computers, and electronics.
Oh, good. Well, it sounds like you have a well-rounded life. Nice to meet you, Bob. Good luck here in Starcade.
Thanks, Jeff.
And you are?
Lincoln Lee.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, Lincoln.
Well, I'm married. I have a young daughter. I like cars. I like to race cars, and I like skiing also.
Ah, well, you're named after a car, the famous Lee Coupe, as we all know. Now, as you know, our contestants are matched up based on their activity or their ability on playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous jukebox. You guys shake hands, head over to the podium, and Kevin will tell us about the five games in store for us today. Kev?
All right, Bob and Lincoln, man your zappers, warm up your engines, and sharpen your swords. Starcade is ready for you. Today's selection starts with Dragon's Lair, a quest to take on a fierce dragon. Next, it's Pole Position 2, a race for the number one slot. Then, it's Vega's Battle, the power of Varga lives. And Sinistar, he's mad and out to get you. And Astron Belt, an awesome challenge in space. Jeff?
Oh, we have some great games today, five games. Both of you have had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. If you pick it in the first three games, a valuable prize is going to automatically be yours, and Kevin will tell us what the mystery game is. Kev?
The mystery game is Pole Position 2.
He really doesn't tell us. He tells them. We'll have to be in the dark until one of you picks it, or later on I'll tell you what it is if nobody picks it. You ready for your question, Bob and Lincoln?
Yes. Yep.
All right, here it is. First question, hands on buzzers. First person to buzz in gets to answer it. When the game Star Wars begins, the player must first A, navigate through deflector towers, or B, battle Imperial TIE fighters. Bob.
Battle Imperial TIE fighters.
Right you are. You get it. Easy there, Lincoln. You get to pick the first game. What'll it be?
Astron Belt.
Astron Belt. All right, that's a wild game, and we'll ask Kevin how to play that. Kev?
This is a wild game, Jeff. Laser disc technology puts you in the cockpit of a space fighter whose mission is to seek out and destroy alien enemies bent on taking over the Earth. Your journey will take you from spacey encounters to low-flying experiences. Prepare now for the challenge of Astron Belt.
Thank you, Kevin. Of course, as we all know, an Astron Belt is what holds an astron's pants up. So let's get ready to play. Why do you go like that, Bob?
Don't like your jokes.
That's probably a good reason to go like that. All right. All right, Bob, nice play. You head on back and... All right, Astron Belt it is. You'll have 50 seconds to play. But all I can tell you about this, and you'll want to listen too, Lincoln, is that it's automatic fire on the trigger, and as steady as you hold your rocket ship, the better off you're going to be. You ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, Bob, good luck to you. 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Second. Very nice. 5,460. It looks like maybe 480. I can't quite see the score up there, but that's very good. And the official scorekeeper has the score. We'll check that out in a little bit. Lincoln, how are you at Astronville?
I think I'm in trouble, maybe.
Do you? Well, he left you a little bit of room there. He got destroyed once. If you can get through without getting destroyed, you might beat him. We'll see, okay?
Okay.
All right, we have 50 seconds. If you're set, get ready, get set, play. A little bad luck on that. You didn't hit too many things.
I sure didn't.
You better check your armament. Make sure you didn't have blanks there. We'll be back in a minute to see who gets to choose the next game here on Starcade.
Some of the Starcade staff stays at the Altamira Hotel in the hills of Sausalito, overlooking glorious San Francisco Bay. The Altamira featuring honeymoon hideaway cottage suites and garden settings. The grand prize today on Starcade is the 2001 Jukebox. It's microcomputer controlled with room for over 200 of your favorite records and a digital readout of the 10 most played tunes. The 2001 microcomputer controlled music entertainment center furnished by Centuri. And for your jukebox from KTEL, a $250 collector's library of records from the company that brings all the great recordings together. From the country sound to the top 40 hits, they're all together from KTEL, the music leader. A great grand prize waiting to be won here on Starcade. Now back to Jeff Edwards.
Thank you, Kevin. Well, let's see where we are after Astron Belt, our first game today. Bob, you have 5,480. Lincoln, you have 3,060. All right, so Bob's got the lead right now. Of course, there's still one more game to be played in this round, and the total points scored on both games is going to determine who gets to play the name of the game board. So if you're ready, here's your next question. Important for you, Lincoln. Mm-hmm. Hands on buzzers. How many door buttons on the controls of Mousetrap? A? Yes, Lincoln.
Two.
No, sorry. That wasn't even one of the choices. It was either A, three, or B, one. The answer was three. And so, Bob, looks like you get to choose the second game.
I'll choose Biggest Battle, Jeff.
Biggest Battle. That is an interesting game. We will ask Kevin to tell us about that, Kev.
Beware. The power of Varga lives to destroy Earth. Now there is a being more powerful than Varga, Vega, more machine than man, born to fight to save the human race with the goddess Luna at his side. Earthlings endowed with superhuman powers by Luna join the battle. But first, Vega must find all of the 9 images of Luna in this laser fantasy. And then, Vega's battle begins.
All right, we will start off with the screen where there's 40 screens here, but we'll never see all of them, of course. In fact, I don't know how many we'll see in 50 seconds. We'll start off with the screen where Luna comes off the top. We have to start with that screen because beggars can't be choosers, you know. That one didn't do it for you either, huh, Bob?
Not quite.
Okay. All right, the object for you is to catch as many Lunas as possible when they come down and avoid the falling objects, try to knock them off. But you're a beggar player, so you know about that, I suppose.
Somewhat.
Okay. I'm going to get through to you, Bob, before this day is over. Here we go. You have 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play.
I am Vega. It is my final task to save this planet from the alien Varga.
And I am Luna. I can lead Vega to fabulous powers.
Here we go, touch the Luna. No, too bad. Hang in there, Bob. 35 seconds. Seconds.
Catch me, Ryan. Catch me. Catch me.
10 seconds. All right, you made up the points right there at the end. 2,300 is your score, Bob. Congratulations. You head on back. Here comes Lincoln. Well, Lincoln, he left you some room again.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
He's still ahead.
Yeah, he still is ahead, but you have a chance to get some points now. Touch as many lunas as possible and shoot the things coming at you. You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, good luck to you. Get ready, get set, play.
I am Baker. It is my final task to save this planet from the alien Varga.
Okay, Lincoln, touch as many lunas as you can. Here we go.
Vega to fabulous powers. Catch me, Warrior. Catch me. Catch me.
Oh, gotcha. Plenty of time.
Catch me, Warrior. Catch me. Catch me. Catch me, Warrior. Catch me. Catch me.
Oh, no. We'll give up.
Catch me, Warrior.
I thought you might have a chance for one more. Okay, head on back, Lincoln. Oh, that Luna is tough to catch there.
Yeah.
Both of you had a chance to play Astron Belt and Vega Battle, and now one of you is going to go for a very special prize. We'll total up the scores in both games and see who gets to play the Name the Game board. Bob, you have a total of 7,780. Lincoln, you have 5,460. Bob, it's you. Come on down here, and we'll play the Name the Game board and see how you are at the video games. If you turn your back to the board just for a second there, we're going to show you four video games. And if you guess them correctly, Kevin will give you a nice prize. So let's find out what it is. Kev?
Bob, for 3 out of 4, you'll win LaSonic's portable AM-FM radio cassette recorder with LED display, separate bass and treble control, and a 3-speaker system. A great companion at parties from LaSonic. And if you get all 4 right, it's a White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil from White's Electronics.
Okay, Bob, wish you good luck. Turn around, if you will, in the upper left-hand corner. Take a look. Is that Guzzler or Pop Flamer?
Guzzler.
Guzzler's right. Good for you. Number 2, Super Pac-Man or Pac-Man Plus?
Super Pac-Man.
Yes, okay, in the center. Donkey Kong 3 or Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong is right. And number 4, is that Berserk or Frenzy?
Berserk.
No, sorry, it's Frenzy. Sorry, but you do get 3 right, and of course you know we had a prize for that, and you'll get that party companion to take around and listen to your favorite music, okay? We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a few moments and see if Bob can keep his lead over Lincoln, and who's going to have a shot at their own jukebox. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Starcade. All right, Bob and Lincoln, this is round 2. There's only 1 game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up all the scores, and the top scorer in all games is going to get a chance to win that fabulous jukebox. So if you're ready, I have a question for you. And Lincoln, good luck. You need some points here.
Sure do.
Hands on buzzers. In Kangaroo, who wears boxing gloves? Yes, Bob.
Mother Kangaroo.
No, sorry.
Baby.
The mother kangaroo is one of the choices. The other one was mother and baby kangaroo. They both wear the boxing gloves.
Yeah.
And that means Lincoln.
Hey,
it's the chance
right.
You've been waiting for. Which game will we play?
Pole position 2.
Pole position 2 is a mystery game. Well, that's nice. You get a prize just for picking that, and let's find out what it is, Kev.
It's Explore Computerized Chess by Sices, a challenge for the serious chess player. It can solve mate in 4 problems, has a sensory board, it's easy to use, and portable. Explore Chess by Sices.
All right. The game is pole position 2, and let's ask Kevin about that.
Gentlemen, to your racing machines. The race of a lifetime is about to begin. The challenge has been made. Four tracks await. The Fuji, the Suzuka, the Seaside, and a special test track. Gentlemen, start your engines. Prepare to race for the pole position.
Okay, Lincoln, it's pole position two. Now you can choose whatever track you want, okay?
Okay.
Fuji track is probably the one you're most familiar with. The test track or practice track is probably the easiest one. So you figure out where you want to go. Anything else I can tell you about this?
No, I got to make it or break it.
Oh, wait, but you're a race driver.
Oh, only fair.
Well, you should
only
be able
fair.
To do great on this. All right, the pressure's on the race driver now.
Yep.
All right, you have 40 seconds. Here we go. Get ready. Get set. Drive.
Prepare to qualify.
Coming up. 10 seconds, go for it. 1,180. All right, that one crash did you near Lincoln?
Yep.
But who knows what's going to happen when Bob comes down. Lincoln heads on back. Okay, Bob, just like I told Lincoln, you have a choice of tracks. The Fuji is the one you're probably more familiar with. The practice track or test track is a little easier than all of them. So if you're ready to go.
Okay.
You can go. Here we go. Get ready. Get set. Drive.
Prepare to qualify.
Okay, Bob takes the test track, and here we go. Okay, Bob, head on back there. Nicely done. So, I think so, Lincoln.
Track.
I think so. Yeah, maybe she should have taken the test track, but let's add up the scores, and we'll find out who's going to have a shot at their own jukebox. Bob, you have a grand total of 16,480. Lincoln, you have 13,640. Bob's our winner.
Hey, Bob.
Well, Lincoln, been nice having you here on the show. You got the mystery game, didn't you?
Yeah, I got that.
All right,
that.
Fine. We also have some nice gifts for you for being on the show, so thanks a lot and nice to meet you.
Okay, thank you, Jeff.
And Bob, you are our champion. How was that, Bob?
Great.
I thought so. All right, Kevin will tell you what you won.
It's RB5X, the intelligent robot. It's the perfect multi-purpose programmable home appliance. It learns from its experiences, moves under its own power, and can even talk. From RB Robot Corporation, Golden, Colorado.
Not only that, Bob, but more exciting than the RB5 robot is the fact that I have computed all my jokes into it just for you. We'll be back to see if Bob can go for his own jukebox right after this.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive DataSoft. Turns your Commodore 64, Atari, Apple, or IBM into the hottest arcade game in town. Nibbler and Genesis are just two of the many popular arcade games available now from DataSoft, the leader in home computer software.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, Bob, before we get started here, we have important business to get to, but the crew has been giving me a terrible time because I haven't been able to make you laugh today. So I don't know what to do. I tell you what, though, before we get started, would you turn around, please, just for a second?
I don't know if I should.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. It's just part of the thing that we do here on Starcade as we get your prize out and get it all set. Okay, we're ready to go. Now it's a big challenge, Bob. You can turn around. A chance to win your own jukebox. There's still two games. Heck with you guys. There's still two games left unplayed. Sinistar and Dragon Slayer. All right? During the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Sinistar, you'd have to score at least 3,700 points. If you picked Dragon's Lair, you'd have to score at least 6,059 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who played these same games. Now, you reached your decision, did you?
Yeah.
And it was?
Sinistar.
Sinistar. Okay, that means if you score 3,700 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win that fabulous jukebox. And so while Kevin tells us about Sinistar, we'll go up and get ready to play.
You don't want to get too close to this guy. Mine the crystals by firing on the planetoids. Then scoop them up, because these crystals make Cinnabombs. And lots of Cinnabombs are the only thing that can save you when Sinistar comes for you. And this far-out thing will come for you. So be ready to fight or run from Sinistar.
Okay, you only have 30 seconds for this. I don't want to confuse you, but if I were doing it, I would go at the planetoid, shoot for the little, what do you call those things?
Crystals.
Crystals, yeah, the crystals. While you're getting the crystals, the warships will start to converge on you. If you get the warships, that's 500 points apiece. The little worker ships are about 100 points apiece, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I think it's 150 points for a crystal if you pick that up.
All right.
All right, we wish you good luck. We'd like to see you take home that jukebox with you, Bob. Turn around. Score 3,700 points or more in 30 seconds, and the jukebox is yours. Get ready, get set, play. All right. Where are they? Too bad, 2,855, a nice run, but not nice enough to get the prize. But you've been a great champion, Bobby. You're a good player here at Starcade. Here's some friends who wish you good luck. This is Jeff Edwards. See you on the next show. Until then, I hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.